Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading a psalm together and then I'm going to share some immediate thoughts and reflections on it. And today we're going to be looking at Psalm 11 and we're going to be using two different versions. We're going to use the Good News Translation and we're going to use the New King James Version as well. So let's read together Psalm chapter 11. And we're going to read first in the Good News Translation. I trust in the Lord for safety. How foolish of you to say to me, fly away like a bird to the mountains, because the wicked have drawn their bows and aimed their arrows to shoot from the shadows at good people. There is nothing a good person can do when everything falls apart. The Lord is in his holy temple. He has his throne in heaven. He watches people everywhere and knows what they are doing. He examines the good and the wicked alike. The lawless he hates with all his heart. He sends down flaming coals and burning sulphur on the wicked. He punishes them with scorching winds. The Lord is righteous and loves good deeds. Those who do them will live in his presence. And now we read the same psalm again, that's Psalm 11, but this time from the New King James Version. In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to the mountain? For look, they make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire and brimstone and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous, he loves the righteous, his countenance beholds the upright. So this is Psalm 11, and this is a psalm of David. And it starts off by saying, in the Lord I put my trust. I trust in the Lord for my safety. When we are in danger, is the Lord the first one we call to? Do we trust that he will show up and deliver us? People say all sorts of things. Well, how can the Lord deliver you from this? Or how can the Lord deliver you from that? How could he possibly deliver you from someone waiting where they can't be seen? Well, the psalmist reminds us that the Lord isn't just sitting around somewhere on earth, that he can only see the things that are in front of him like we can. But the Lord, his throne is in heaven. And he can see all of the things on earth. He can see those who are trying to hide in the darkness, that are trying to make secret attempts and attacks at the upright and the upright in heart. The Lord sees all of these things. When you're in a battle, one of the most important things is information. If you have bad information, you will make bad choices in the battle that will eventually lead to defeat. But if you have good information, you will make good choices, and eventually the battle will end successfully. If the Lord can see all things, when we're in trouble, or even before we get into trouble, let's make sure that we're listening to the Lord's guidance. Because he can steer us to the left or to the right, whichever path is the safest. He is the one that we can trust. Don't be discouraged by the news, by the things around us, by the voices that tell us that we can't trust the Lord. Because the Lord sees all things. His information is true and accurate. In this passage in the New King James Version, we have a mention of fire and brimstone. But that isn't put there to scare us. This psalm isn't something that was written so that we can go out and tell people, you are wicked and therefore you're going to the place of fire and brimstone. No, this psalm is written to be sung to be heard by those who are already following the Lord. This is an encouragement. We do not have to fear the fire and brimstone. But we can trust that the Lord doesn't let the wicked get away with things. Because the Lord is righteous. So put your trust in the Lord today. Do not be discouraged by what others are saying, but trust that the Lord sees all things, that the things he says is full of truth, the things he says will guide us to safety. For the Lord is righteous. Thank you very much for listening to today's daily psalm reading. God bless you and goodbye.